Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Did you know that the King James Version of the Bible never uses the word self-control? It uses a number of words which have a direct bearing on self-control, but it never uses that word. The King James translators use the word temperance instead of self-control. The reason they did was because the word temperance in 1611 meant self-control. But, as you know, if you have studied the matter at all, words change their meanings through the years. None of this says that the King James translators were not scholars or were not honest in their translation. It just means we have to know the meaning of words at the time the King James Version was translated. Most dictionaries define the word temperance to mean moderation in all things. That is not a bad definition of self-control. But the word temperance has come to mean refraining from strong drink. The American temperance movement used the word in that sense so long that many people seem to believe that temperance applies only, or at least primarily, to total abstinence in reference to strong drink. Both the words temperance and self-control reach far beyond one staying away from alcoholic beverages, but they certainly do have a bearing on one's use of strong drink. A number of years ago, I did a workshop on the home in an Alabama college town. During the workshop, I gave a great amount of information on the devastating effects of beverage alcohol on the home. I reported a conversation my father had with one of his neighbors. My father detested alcohol because of what it had done to his father and to others who my father knew. The neighbor asked my father, "What if the doctor prescribed alcohol for some illness? What would you do?" My father replied without hesitation, "I would change doctors." A prominent member of the church in Alabama told me one night at the evening meal that his doctor had prescribed wine for some ailment. He said to me, "I will never become an alcoholic." He indicated that he was in control of his drinking and never drank to excess. Tragically, no man alive can know he will never become an alcoholic unless he leaves alcohol alone. Alcohol is so addictive that it sneaks up on the drinker. He or she may be able to handle alcohol for a while, but then a tragedy strikes and the person turns for consolation to the bottle. What if a man's wife dies, or he experiences business reverses, or some other headache comes into his life? It is my considered judgment that few, if any, drinkers ever intend to become drunks or alcoholics. I have yet to hear one man say, "My goal in drinking is to become a drunk or an alcoholic." Men and women drink to be sociable, but they have no intention of allowing alcohol to get the best of them. Nevertheless, there are probably as many as 20 million alcoholics, and many times that number of problem drinkers. A few years ago, an American author wrote a book on teaching young people to drink responsibly. His thesis was that young people are going to drink anyway, so teach them how to drink moderately. What an extremely dangerous and foolish idea. Rather than teaching them to drink, we ought to teach them these words from the wise man Solomon. "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Proverbs 20:1. Self-control in reference to beverage alcohol means leave it alone. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.